Honorable Commissioner Carney.
Here.
Chairman Schiff.
Here.
Reading of the minutes.
I'll waive the reading of the minutes.
Second, any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried.
Approval of the minutes.
I'll move to approve the minutes of the meeting June 14th, 2018.
I'll second, but I have a further motion to amend the minutes on page two under the discussion. And if Trish, you could get this on the second full paragraph, second line. It says in deliberance. And I may have actually said that, but I think what I meant to say is substitute in deliberance with, quote, to deliberate, end quote. And with that change, I move the minutes be approved with that amendment.
No objection to the amendment?
Okay, those in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Motion for approval of the minutes as amended.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried.
Okay, reports. Margaret, is this where we introduce the, this letter or this email from Stephen Schwartz?
Yeah, we got a new item that unfortunately is pressing.
Popped up this morning and more recently, now is this morning.
Yeah, so the chair of the chair of the Erie County Board of Ethics sent an email to me and to Terry on Monday, basically saying one of our employees who's not really happy that they have to do a financial disclosure statement because they're in one of the positions that we have said account clerks shouldn't have been on the list, but they are. And so we were supposed to provide a list in February. We didn't. So this list has all the account clerks. This one account clerk really is opposed to doing anything. So she sent a letter over to them. He sends us an email saying, well, we understand there are certain positions that you're going to remove from the list. So give us the names and the title of the people you're removing. I write back and I said, well, we've had discussions, but the list has to be approved by a board. The secretary is going to put your email on the agenda for our meeting next week. The commissioners will not be able to come up with a list by next week, but we know that this is the one position you're probably questioning. We'll try to get guidance. He then just sent me an email before while we were waiting for you to come that basically is saying that they're going to complete their review, and it's like he needs an answer right now. So I asked the chair, well, since he's pressing us right now, and we had the governance committee, we thought that maybe you could give me some directions as to whether I can tell him that we're taking the account clerk position off definitely for the list that will be finalized whenever it's finalized before the end of the year.
My position would be, I mean, I'd like to do this in a, you know, deliberative way, the full package, but there's no doubt that an account clerk does not exercise discretionary control over anything here, and that title is coming off. So I wouldn't have any problem communicating back that we have every intention of taking that title off.
He appears to be saying that if we're going to do it, he won't make this person file this year, because they have a right to take an appeal saying they should never have been included on the list to begin with. And so whatever they do...
Let me clarify a couple of things. First of all, we, when you use the term we have never discussed anything other than we need to amend the list.
Right.
So there has been no discussion...
Well, we did say in one, our open meeting that there are some positions like account clerk we probably shouldn't have on the list.
Right, but I mean, I just want to make it clear on the record that we have not had that formal discussion. I would agree with the chair that, you know, certainly as I looked at it and I looked at the list and had the discussions, it's clear that this is a title that doesn't belong on it. Mm-hmm. For some reason, we have an expanded list here. Mm-hmm. And again, it's because it's up to us to trim our own list. It hasn't been looked at in the previous years, and we're going to trim that list. So I have no difficulty, I agree with the chair. That title, regardless of this individual.
Right, regardless of this.
And their beliefs about filing or not filing.
Right.
That title should, in my opinion, not be required to file the disclosure.
Right, okay. Well, we'll let them make the decision whether the person is required to file the disclosure. That's for them to decide.
Well, no, that's not my point. My point was, I'm not making my decision based on some employee here that doesn't want to file it.
No.
If it's determined that that position files, that person files, or they are subject to the penalties.
But we know that without having a finalized list for next year, you do intend to remove at least that title off. That's all we can say at this point.
Correct.
That's all, yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say.
That's correct.
And let's give them a suggestion that, you know, maybe around September or so, because we have until February of next year.
Right.
Hopefully by September, we'll have revised our list and submitted.
Right. Okay, I'll take care of that.
Communication and bills, there are none. Unfinished business, let me read through, I will.
No, those two are tabled, we're still working on that. Let's leave those on the table, that's not something we're going to pull up here.
Okay.
Get them.
You want to move to table?
No, they're already on the table.
Okay.
We're still, they're just reading there.
Okay. New business, item number one, possible contract with deputy director. We're going to move into an executive session?
I'd move, at this time, we move into executive session to discuss the employment contract of deputy director pursuant to public officers law, section 105, subdivision 1F, matters relating to the employment history of a particular person.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion carried. We'll go into executive session.
You got to announce who can be in executive
session. Oh, yes,
session.
To be here, Secretary Ms. Murphy, and I think that's it right now. Let you take a walk for a minute, Ms. Tanner.
At what time?
At 6:58.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
And we went in at 6:54.
We went in at
6:44.
6:44, I meant. 6:44.
Favor the motion?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. We're back on our regular session. At this time, want to make a motion or shall I?
At this time, I would move that the governance committee authorize. We move to suggest that the board offer a draft employment contract to Mr. Lichtenthal at our next general meeting, which will be on the 28th of June at 8:30.
I second the motion. Any discussion?
No, we've had extensive discussion about each and every term in this contract, in this draft contract, during executive session. And I believe it is in the best interest of this organization to retain Mr. Lichtenthal, especially now that we do not have the position of executive director, to retain Mr. Lichtenthal under a 1-year employment contract.
And the only thing I'd add is that we need stability and leadership. We're in the middle of a bond offering. I think Mr. Lichtenthal brings a lot to the table and has for years. This proposed contract does comply with the term limit doctrine, so it satisfies. So I think we should recommend it to the board to approve to offer to Mr. Lichtenthal, and hopefully we'll get a response from him after we do that. there's no more discussion. Those in favor of doing so?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
I'll move to adjourn.
Second.
The governance meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approved. Adjourned.
Just a reminder one more time that our next meeting